From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in China on the last leg of his first Asia tour, where today he met with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
We look forward to building upon the important and lengthy telephone discussion that occurred between President Trump and President Yi, and we know that there will be many opportunities for us to explore areas of mutual interest, but also to address areas of differences between our two countries.
Tillerson's talk with Chinese officials were expected to be tense, since Tillerson called upon Japan to step up its efforts to encourage North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. On Friday, Tillerson said the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table. French police say a man was shot to death Saturday after seizing the weapon of a soldier guarding the Paris airport. The airport was evacuated for a time while police tried to sort things out. No information about the slain man was immediately available. Saturday's attack occurred as France remains under a state of emergency after attacks over the past 2 years that killed 235 people. President Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met at the White House Friday, where Mr. Trump did not bring up criticisms of Merkel from the campaign, when he said the chancellor's immigration policy was not good for Germany or much of Europe. Merkel was gentle in her comments about the immigration controversies in the U.S. since President Trump took office. She told reporters that she and Mr. Trump had more discussions ahead on many topics of mutual interest, such as economics. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration has appealed a decision by federal courts in the states of Maryland and Hawaii that struck down parts of the newest Trump travel ban, both ruling that it discriminated against Muslims. Mr. Trump reacted this way.
This ruling makes us look weak, which, by the way, we no longer are, believe me. Just look at our border.
President Trump's new travel ban, which was supposed to go into effect early Thursday, was reissued with the intention of overcoming any legal concerns with the first travel ban. Buses are transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. The fighters and their families are being taken to the northern rebel town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. Thousands of civilians are expected to leave Homs rather than risk being arrested by Syrian security forces. More than 30 people are reported dead after unknown assailants fired on a boat carrying migrants in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. The boat is believed to have been carrying Somali refugees. The UN Refugee Agency said it is appalled by the deaths and says it has teams on the ground in Yemen to help the survivors and the families of those killed. Hillary Clinton, who lost the presidential election to Donald Trump last year, says she is ready, in her words, to come out of the woods and help Americans find common ground. During her speech Friday, Clinton urged a divided country to work together to solve problems, recalling how, as First Lady, she met with female leaders working to bring peace to Northern Ireland. Aside from making speeches in the coming weeks, Clinton also is working on a book of personal essays that she says will include some reflections on her loss to Mr. Trump. Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, inaugurated a 3-day international Buddhist conference in India. He told Buddhist delegates and experts from 35 countries that all religions share one principle, love and compassion, and that all must promote religious harmony in order to overcome both historical and current problems created in the name of religion. Previously, some international Buddhist conferences barred the Dalai Lama because of China's opposition. This time, China did not send delegates to the conference, presumably because of the Dalai Lama's presence. And officials at the U.S. National Park Service say cold weather has destroyed half of Washington's beloved cherry blossoms. The display normally attracts more than 1 million tourists to the Capitol. Late winter storm brought snow and freezing temperatures here in Washington just as the peak display of blossoms was about to begin. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.